Mary Magdalene was always with him and even took notes. When her gospel was found in Akhmin, Egypt, in 1896, it contained information that was very enlightening, and most of it was not in the four canonical gospels. It certainly indicated that Jesus shared with her all of his teachings and that she understood his teachings better than any of his disciples, because she was later known as the Apostle to the Apostles. This would be a great honor, considering the status of women at the time. Some Gnostic texts consider her to be the first disciple or apostle because she understood his teachings so well and even interpreted some of them for Peter and James. In the Gnostic Gospel of Philip, it acknowledges the fact that Jesus often kissed Mary Magdalene on the mouth and implies that she was the most beloved of all his disciples. Philip's gospel is also one of the reasons why some scholars now think that indeed Jesus and Mary were married. Aside from his ministry, we don't ever hear about the social Christ. My guide said he had a highly developed sense of humor and loved children, and often was seen playing with a type of ball and hoop in the midst of a group of excited and laughing youngsters. Francine says he loved to have what we today would call picnics, taking food and drink and going to a grove of olive trees and eating and drinking and talking about all manner of things with his disciples and friends. He also loved visiting at not only the poorer homes, but the homes of the elite for dinners. He talked with people of different races and religions, even though that part of the country was not a real melting pot. There were always merchants and caravans coming through, and he loved hearing about distant lands and news from the parts of the world he had visited and studied in. According to many artists, Christ had a very olive complexion, almost dark like many Arabs, with luxurious shoulder-length hair that fell into soft curls. Francine says he wore a close, well-trimmed beard and mustache. He had full lips, an aquiline nose, huge dark eyes with gold flecks in them, perfect eyebrows, and beautiful teeth. He stood close to 6 feet or a little more in height, which was unusual for that day, with a fairly lean body or frame. Magdalene had red hair, which was also unusual, brown eyes, and was also olive-skinned. She stood 5 feet 6 inches, which was also taller than most women of her day. I believe his height gave him a presence and commanded respect in a world where men were lucky to make it to 5'6" or 5'8", and women from 4'10" to 5 feet. Even if you look at some of the suits of armor in museums, they are so small that you wonder who could have worn them. I've also seen the beds at some of the old missions in California, and they look like beds for children. In all my travels, the one person I found to be tall and large in armor and clothing was King Henry VIII. I understand that Mary, Queen of Scots, was 5'11", but people like these two were the exception and not the rule. Most people in ancient times were much smaller in stature than people today, due to either a lack of food or poor diets, although Francine says the Merovingian and King David lines were tall, and Joseph was fairly tall, being a descendant of King David. Mary, Christ's mother, was also fairly tall for her time, so it must have been a design for nobility from God, as well as her DNA. Jesus was well built, but more on the athletic, angular side rather than huge and muscular. I think the climate and all the walking lent itself to that. Francine says he wasn't a vegetarian, even though he had been at one point in India. He ate lamb, fruits, vegetables, olives, dates, and fish, which he dearly loved. Remember, he was part of the disciples' fishing trips. His favorite meal was fish, fruit, lamb, and wine. At that time, there were no alcoholic drinks to speak of except wine, which was plentiful and cheap. They drank wine because most of the water was bad, unless they went up into the mountains to drink spring water. Good drinking water was fairly scarce because sewage from the towns ran into the water supplies. Although the Judaic people were very hygienic, they were not that knowledgeable about sanitation and sewage systems. The Romans were fairly knowledgeable about sanitation, but sewer systems of any size were confined to the larger cities and towns and not to rural areas such as Galilee. The pollution of water supplies gave rise to leprosy and all kinds of parasite and bacterial illnesses, such as amoebic dysentery and giardiasis.